I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. We had 6 tip-ups out on the ice. 2 of them were performing well. The other 4 weren't catching anything. Was it the spot we were in and the bait we were using? I decided to experiment. What did I discover? I'll tell you, but first.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
With 6 tip-ups out on the ice, you'd think that all of them might catch a fish or 2, but there were only 2 tip-ups that were catching all of the fish. Now, I thought maybe it was the fact that they were in the right spot. But I decided to experiment a little bit, and I moved them around. I took a couple of the tip-ups that weren't producing and put them in the holes that were, and I took the 2 that were producing and put them in the holes that weren't. Guess what? The 2 tip-ups that were catching the fish still caught the fish. We were in an area with a big weedy flat, and it didn't seem like there was much variation there. So what was it about those 2 tip-ups? Well, 2 belonged to me, 2 belonged to my son, and 2 belonged to a friend of ours. The 2 that belonged to my son were using a fluorocarbon leader. The ones that were mine and the ones that belonged to our buddy, we were using steel leaders, those stranded wire leaders. Without a doubt, the tip-ups that had the fluorocarbon leaders far outproduced those that were using the stranded wire. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.